Wednesday, June 8th, 2016. Hey, everybody, David Gehr here. This is the Daily Dave. How are you? Thank you for stopping by. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. I really do appreciate it. Okay, so today's Wednesday, and you know what that means. That's right, it's Leadership Minute Video Day, and today's Leadership Minute Video is things to give up to be a successful leader. That's the theme. That's the current theme. That's the current subject matter I'm talking about. And give up your need for control. That's it. That's the topic. That's today's topic on the Leadership Minute Video, giving up your need for control. Now, as a leader, old school leaders are taught that the only way to be a leader is to maintain control of everything. You have to be not just Johnny on the spot, but you have to be jack of all trades and master of all of them. And you know that doesn't work. You cannot be master of all trades. You have to pick one, be the master of that, and then be pretty much proficient in all the others. But you don't have to be an expert. That's not why you hire other people. That's exactly why you hire other people, because let them be the experts. In larger organizations, they hire HR personnel, human resources personnel, because the CEO cannot be the CEO and the HR person. There's people at the warehouse. There's people in accounting, accounts payable, accounts receivable. Again, sure, small startups, a couple of people in the organization are a one-person show. It has to be all things to the organization. But as the company grows and gets bigger and bigger, and your level of support and increases, and your level of leadership or your area of responsibility increases, so goes the need for more specialized individuals to be part of your team. So don't be afraid to delegate. And most of all, as a leader, do not be afraid to assign tasks to people. You know their strengths. You know their weaknesses. You hired them. You get them. And it's really simple. You just do it. You step up and you say, you know what? I can't do this all the time. You need to start doing your job. That's what you hired them for. And the same goes for you. As you were hired to be an accountant, guess what? Go account. You were hired to be a human resources person, go resource. You get what I'm saying. You were hired to be a secretary, go secretate. Yeah, interesting. What is it? Why is that secretary word? What's the root of that? I'm going to look into that. Unless you know, let me know in the comment section. But what is the root of secretary? Where did that come from? Because I highly doubt it was secretate. Really, I seriously do. So what I'm getting at is, do not be afraid to delegate. And you don't have to be the top tier leader to delegate. If you've got people you supervise and you manage, delegate to them. Assign them tasks. Pass things along. Because again, it'll make your life as a leader a little bit easier. It'll make your life as a manager a whole lot easier. But it also shows that you trust the people that you hired. It shows that you believe in them so much that now they're doing the job you hired them to do. And really, isn't that why you hired them? Let me know what you think down here in the comment section. My name is Dave Garrett. This is the Daily Dave for Wednesday, June 8th, 2016. Until tomorrow, have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon.